You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, boy, we got a lot to talk about. I guess there's a teacher who just got arrested because he would urinate in bottles in the classroom. The kids would see it. Some had to just kind of turn away. Then it'd make the kids throw the urine out. All right, were these kids at any risk of, getting some sort of infectious disease, or is this just straight out gross? Or should kids help their teachers? I mean, shit, is that, you know, did kids have to do something, you know, things like that in the olden days? We also got there's a bill that just got passed in California where non-citizens can now serve on the jury. Now, before you all go, well, whew, that means I get out of jury duty because somebody else wants to do it. Is that a good idea? Non-citizens serving on the jury. Should they be Americans? U.S. citizens. Then we got this tainted cucumber outbreak. I know a lot of us don't eat cucumbers. Many of us really don't care because it's in the vegetable family. But keep in mind, we do have a couple vegetarians or vegans who listen to the show. So we'll have to talk about these tainted cucumbers. By the way, some of you guys may not realize it, but there may actually be some cucumbers that have been snuck in to your food. You may not realize that, but you may be going to, you know, a place, steakhouse or whatever, and there actually may be something green sitting there that you don't notice. So you always have to keep your ears pierced up so you could listen to these vegetable stories. And then it looks like half of U.S. adults still don't have health insurance, even more than when we first started with Obamacare. So, oh, boy. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your questions, your calls, your comments, and tell us what's been happening in your neck of the woods. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so they say nearly half of all working U.S. adults, 84 million people. Now, they're talking about citizens. They're not talking about the illegal or undocumented. We can't call them illegal immigrants anymore. That's not politically correct. We're not allowed to say illegal immigrants. We have to call them undocumented. All right. Remember, I was complaining a couple years ago how, if we're calling them illegal immigrants, that means they're doing something illegal. You know, like they're, using our resources without paying taxes. They're, you know, living here without having proper paper documentation. And so if we're not going to either prosecute or we're not going to cause any sort of sanction, then why are we even calling them illegal? Okay, why do we even have a distinction between legal and illegal? Well, who knew? They decided to get rid of the whole illegal term, so I guess it's undocumented. Okay, but we're talking about U.S. citizens, okay? Nearly half of all working U.S. citizens, 84 million people, they say, face the prospect of crippling medical bills, according to Health Day, because they have little or no health insurance. And this is a new report from Commonwealth Fund. Now, the Affordable Health Care Act, though, did allow younger adults to come onto health care. So we did see that 2 million young adults had health insurance in 2012. Some of you are like, yay, my 25-year-old son sitting on the couch, not moving out, not getting a job, has health insurance now. Yay. I mean, you know, I want people to have health insurance, so I'm glad younger people have. I just think we've really kind of still missed the boat on this whole thing. So, according to the report, they looked at 4,400 adults aged 19 to 65 last year. They were asked questions about their health insurance, medical bills, access to needed medical care. Apparently, the Commonwealth Fund has been doing this for about a decade now. The survey showed that the number of Americans who were uninsured or underinsured, meaning their out-of-pocket health care costs were considered too high, you know, according to their incomes, have climbed. Okay, year after year. So, what do we do? Okay, we have Obamacare. Yay, that's nice, but situation's getting worse. Should we pass another law, like maybe Obamacare 2? Should doctors just start seeing people for free? Yeah, that's it, Dr. Dahlia. It's the doctor's fault. Let them start seeing people for free. You know, I gotta tell you something. I one suggestion I had. Boy, is my voice squeaky again? Man, sorry guys about the squeaky voice. Yeah, you know what? It's ever since I was singing with that band. I love the band. Band was great. Vegas Underground. But I think I must have hit some high notes. I was singing Def Leppard, Don't Ask. All right, so I got squeaky voice. Anyway, you know, one thing I had suggested is if we do have a healthcare crisis, then maybe every doctor volunteers one day a month at the clinic, right? And so then people could actually see the doctor for free, et cetera. We have maybe pharmaceutical companies throw in some medicines. We have donors, you know, people who were donating to Obama and Romney and, why don't they donate an MRI machine? I mean, look at the millions upon millions of dollars. Why don't, you know, instead of, you know, giving all this money to presidential candidates, why doesn't every city have a free clinic with an MRI or a CAT scan, okay, ultrasounds, you know, multiple thousands of dollars, I get that, all right? And, you know, I mean, we're going to have to take matters up in our own hands, okay? I'm tired of us sitting there waiting for the government to help us out. The government did help out young people, so good for the young people. I know who they're going to vote for in the next election. I got that. And, you know, health insurance as a student trying to find his way, it is tough. And it's a nice thing that the Affordable Health Care Act did. It just, I think it happened at the expense of our older folk. And now we have more and more older Americans not having health insurance. Now, the government, I don't think, is really upset about this, because if Obamacare fails, because they're going to blame Obamacare had to be done because the Republicans wouldn't allow the public option, they're going to come back and take more control. They're going to say, look, we let private market handle things. They couldn't do it. We're now taking over. So that's why I urge all of us as private citizens who like capitalism, okay, and aren't really huge fans of socialism, to step up and figure this out. Now, what have you guys been noticing? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They're talking about half of U.S. adults not having health insurance, and the number is rising. We got some of you guys on the line telling us how you guys are doing, how you are navigating through this big Obamacare mess. Oh, I'm sorry, it can't be a loaded question. Okay, how are you navigating through our currently perfect healthcare system? How about that? That's not a loaded question, right? Yeah. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Sidewinder. Oh, I love it. Hey, Sidewinder, what's going on, buddy?
Hey,
Sidewinder there? Hey,
I live in Vegas as well.
Oh, sweet,
and
sweet.
Yeah, I've got a kind of an interesting situation that occurred. I've been seeing the same family practice there for almost a decade. And my last visit was pretty weird. I started getting a line of questioning about, are you depressed? Have you ever been depressed? Do you have this? Do you have that? I've never had these issues, but these doctors are asking me questions that it's like out of nowhere, and it feels like just a line of questioning,
mm-hmm.
you know, that they're like told they have to ask. Is this part of Obamacare?
You know, before I would say Obamacare, it could be, because remember, Obamacare said that mental health screenings should now be something that is paid for, and we are always being urged to screen for depression. But before I would think that, I would think that maybe something happened in the community, and maybe this is related to Boston, where a doctor didn't screen like he should have, and there's been some legal repercussions because of something that happened. Like, for example, whenever I diagnose a person with a brain tumor, immediately everybody for the next 5 months gets asked, I mean, even more diligently about their headaches than I did prior to diagnosing the first guy with the brain tumor. So the other thing that could have happened is maybe he had a patient who committed suicide. And now he's like, you know what? I'm going to screen everybody. You know, the first time you accidentally shoot yourself, now you're more careful with your gun type of thing.
Well, the one thing that really put me off is I drive a truck, and so I like to carry copies of my records with me, and mm-hmm. I requested a copy of my records after that visit especially, and I was not surprised but alarmed to find he had written something down in there, like in quotations, in my chart that I had never even said.
Oh, no.
And so I called, I called and I raised a big fit.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I don't understand where this line of questioning came from. I've been seeing you guys for all these years. I don't have a history of mental illness at all. And, you know, I have a doctor writing stuff in my file that could potentially damage me going forward, you know, especially with the way the government is anymore. And,
exactly.
You know,
exactly. Let me ask you something. Can I ask you something? Why were you going to the doctor to begin with? Was it just like a routine?
Yeah, it was a routine follow-up for lab work, because I have several medical conditions. I mean, I'm a bit overweight and everything, and like I said, I drive a truck, so my diet mm-hmm. has not been exactly stellar. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I got blood pressure issues. I got, you know, some issues with hormones. And at this point, I'm just looking to see if I can find a different doctor. So,
of course. Let me ask you something, though. See, Sidewinder, let me ask you, because you're bringing up a variety of real good points. I see other people on the line, but I want to talk to you because you're bringing up some good points. Let me though ask you, were you at the visit asking for like a medication like Xanax, Valium, anything for moods?
No, absolutely not, because I'm a truck driver for one, and I don't
right.
take anything that, you know, would interfere with my ability to operate the vehicle.
Right.
You know,
then you know what I would do?
Anything like that.
I tell you, this is what I would do, and this is interesting, and this actually happened in our office, and I have no problem admitting it, because I want to be really truthful, but we had a patient who, I guess, one of the nurses about a year ago had documented that she smoked. Smoking, yes or no? Well, I finally see her about a year later, because she was seeing, you know, my physician assistants and stuff, and, you know, she had needed a copy of her records, or I had asked her about smoking, and she's like, no, I don't smoke, I never have. And I go, well, it's in your chart, that's interesting. Now, maybe she did smoke, and now that she's trying to get health insurance, she's trying to say she never did, but she actually asked us to change her records. Now, you can't legally change the records just in case she really was smoking at the time, but what I did do is I did an addendum, and I said the patient claims she never smoked. We are unsure if this was a mistake by our part or if she had admitted at the time, but the patient is now saying, you know, et cetera. So one thing your doctor should do at the very least is if you are calling in for a correction, you may even want to put it in writing saying, look, I see on my records you said this. I don't recall ever saying this. I want it documented that this is something I never said, and I'm kind of concerned. So at least that is in your records as well, because if they do fax a complete copy of your records, hopefully that letter is in there. But unfortunately, you're kind of screwed if something's put in your chart that's not true, because if it gets sent to a new doctor, etc. But you still have control over where these get sent to for now, you know, before government takes over healthcare. And what I would do is, and I think you did it smart, make sure you have a copy of your records and see what's written in there.
I actually did get the addendum. I called in and hashed it out with the office manager, and then the doctor, like, redacted, oh, I didn't think he was depressed. That's what he said, and then he ended up putting an addendum in there saying the patient has never been depressed, has no history of it, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's still, I don't like the fact that he did that, you know,
right.
I mean, because I didn't say what he put in quotation marks, and So at this point, I'm looking for a doctor that's on our side.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm a little bit concerned.
All right. Well, you know, whatever we could do to help you, we will. Thank you, Sidewinder, for calling. I appreciate it. You can always email us, and we'll give you suggestions if you want at drdahlia.com. I'm on air. I don't usually promote our office because, you know, most of you guys can barely tolerate the radio show. I don't know if I could even ask you all to, you know, barely tolerate my being your doctor. But, you know, I like what he called in with. And by the way, cool pseudonym, Sidewinder. That's cool. That's actually kind of sexy. You know, some of you guys have asked me, what do you do if there's something in your chart that's not true? That's some scary stuff. Some very scary stuff. And, you know, it's frustrating because then it's the doctor's word against yours. Now, usually us doctors, we really don't have anything to gain by putting something in your chart, you know, esoterically that's not true. I mean, usually we don't. So if I'm seeing a patient for high blood pressure, I can't think of anything that would be at my gain to all of a sudden start documenting something about your mood. I mean, unless, you know, I could see how, well, now with Obamacare, you know, we're already so under reimbursed. Maybe somebody could say, well, look, if they're going to reimburse this, I might as well spend the time and do a screen. I remember we had we had a pharmaceutical rep that urged me to do mini mental status exams on all my patients because I would make money. And I'm like, I don't want to do mini mental status exams on everybody, only the people who I think are having some deficits in cognition. I know I can make money doing the test, but if the patient's coming in there for birth control or coming in there to get their prostate checked or to go over their cholesterol, I really don't want to, you know, do something I don't have to. But unfortunately, as Medicare and as healthcare changes and Medicare changes and Obamacare is really kind of, you know, sticking its head into what you and I do in the doctor's office, in the clinic room, in the patient room, then we're going to see things that I think are kind of unexpected. My though concern is as physicians, we don't screen enough for depression. And one of the reasons why is time. We don't have time. Number two is some patients, they really don't want to talk about that, you know, but you know, if you do have a patient that goes rogue or decides to shoot up a theater in Aurora, Colorado, or decides to shoot up a school, they're always going to go after the doctor. And I've been urging doctors and students to, you know, make sure you guys are doing some sort of screen, because if you do ignore it, you know, you're not going to be able to practice much longer. So expect to see more mental health screening, but nobody should put something in your chart that you never said. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Joe from Oklahoma. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just great. How are you today?
Not bad. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to ask you about statins. My doctor's wanting to put me on statins, and I know two good friends of mine that's been on them and wound up with lesions in their muscles.
Mm.
In really bad shape.
How bad's your cholesterol, Joe?
Oh, I think it's maybe like you said, 180 or something like that.
Hmm. All right, 180 bad cholesterol or total cholesterol?
I'm not sure. He never even got into that.
All right. So, Joe, I'm not going to make you stay online, but after the break, I'm going to answer the question. We got to go to a hard break. We'll talk about statins and what the risks are. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available.
available over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We also have the iPhone app and the Android app, so you could download those for free. Listen to any of the hours of the show that you missed. Don't just sit there and be proud of yourself and, you know, smack each other on the back that you got to skip a lot of the shows. You could still listen to them. Download the app. So, Joe from Oklahoma had called discussing how his doctor wants to put him on statins. He's a little afraid of the statins. He's got a cholesterol level of 180. Now, when a doctor recommends a statin, usually it's a cholesterol it is a cholesterol medication that has been shown to be pretty fabulous. You know, I like the statins, okay? I love the statins, actually. But it's pretty good, you know, in terms of lowering cholesterol. When I hear a number of 180, I'm thinking bad cholesterol. If your bad cholesterol is 180, we really want to shoot for, depending on your risk factors, under 130 or under 100, depending on where you're at. So when you hear of a bad cholesterol of 180, it makes me kind of concerned. That's kind of high. All right, the bad density, higher density LDL. The LDL is responsible for arteriosclerosis and clogging of the arteries. A total cholesterol of 180, that's kind of pretty good. You know, usually we want to keep you under 200, well below 200. So if Joe's already under 200 at 180, yeah. So I could see why there's a question. So, you know, make sure you guys, you know your whole panel. Plus, know your good cholesterol, your HDL. You can always email me those numbers, okay? If I'm not live on air, you can always email me your numbers at drdahlia.com. I do have better things to do, but I love doing that. So, no big deal. You know, I could tell the kids to, you know, lower the TV if American Idol's on, and I could answer your cholesterol question. So, that's pretty easy. Now, the concern about statins. The reason why statins have the ability to hurt your muscles is because most of your cholesterol is made in your muscle. Then the second most common place is your liver. So how the medicine acts, it's as it reduces your cholesterol formation, all right, you have that working in your muscle and you have that working in your liver. So some people could get muscle aches. Some of you take CoQ10 to help with those muscle aches. Some of you claim it helps. Some of you say it doesn't. And then for the liver, you know, you sometimes can't feel if the liver is being bothered by the statin medication, so we watch your levels. Most doctors will check you in about 3 months. I like to check you in 4 weeks. I mean, if I think it's going to start bothering the liver or bothering the muscles, I want to find out about that right away. So now, some cardiologists will tell you to quit being a wuss. If your CPK levels, which show muscle inflammation, are normal and your liver looks normal, and you're at high risk for heart disease and you have some aches, they'll tell you. They'll go, quit being a wussy. They'll be like, you know what, so what, you ache, no big deal, pop an aspirin, you're supposed to take an aspirin a day, any day. But the majority of us, especially family medicine, we're like, you know what, I want you feeling okay. So usually what I do is if I do start a statin, I start the lowest dose. Even if I think you need a higher dose, like 40 milligrams, I'll start you at 5, 10 of Crestor. If it's Lipitor, I'll start you at 10, just to ease it in. If it doesn't bother you, if it's not causing any problems, by 4 weeks, we start to see a good effect. I'll then think about raising it up or keeping you as is. So my recommendation for any of you is, even though getting testimony from your friends and neighbors is extremely important, your body is different. And you could still have a heart attack like my father did, you know, not taking these medications, because he, unfortunately, the plaque broke off. He had an inflammatory response. Cause an immediate heart attack, immediate infarct, and he dropped dead. Whereas these cholesterol medications prevent that plaque a lot of times from breaking off. So they are life-saving drugs, but I do empathize with those of you that are very, very nervous about taking a pill that could possibly bother them the same way it did their friends. So then ask your doctor to start the babiest dose. Ease it in and see how it works for you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Jordan calling from Ohio. Hey, Jordan, what's going on?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, good.
I'd like to go back to Sidewinder's question about, is the mental health evaluations through Obamacare, and I'd like to say that that is part of Obamacare, and kind of an infringement on our rights as Americans. They want to diagnose you with a disorder, therefore making you unfit to own a firearm or property, or even, you know, farm your own land. I know that there is veterans getting calls in for mental health evaluations, and these people haven't been in full service for years, and they're getting called in for mental health evaluations. The doctors, like Sidewinder said, write down something that they didn't say, and then the next thing you know, they're coming to confiscate their firearms. So they're pretty much kind of trying to find a loophole in how to disarm Americans in the way of a mental health disorder where you can't combat.
Aha! Uh-huh. Oh, good point. Very good point. Yeah. You know, now, just as an aside, do you think the reason why the doctor was asking Sidewinder questions about his mental health is because he thought he was a Sidewinder?
No, I think they're doing it all the way across the board. And they're just trying to weed out the people that are going to give them information. You know, if you say something like, yeah, this makes me mad, or that makes me mad, and they're going to just throw all these red flags bureaucratically and then put you in a category that totally could misrepresent what person you are.
Uh-huh. and then later you won't be able to own a firearm. Very good point.
Right, or other things. Maybe they find you unfit to raise children or, you know, drive a car. It could go,
or vote.
It could go all sorts of scary directions.
Yeah, I got that. I got that. No, Jordan, great comment. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, Jordan brings up a point we talked about when we were talking about James Holmes and the psychiatrist getting sued for not identifying or getting the police involved to the degree that people claim she didn't when he ended up shooting people at the Aurora, Colorado theater. You know, if people think their doctor's going to report them to the police or put something down, you know, many people are not going to be forthcoming, and they're going to go to the doctor and just say whatever needs to be said. You know, this growing distrust of the government is the government's fault. Okay, I don't want to, you know, urge, you know, conspiracy theories, etc. But when people were fighting the idea that doctors were asking if a firearm was in the house in Florida, and they were trying to pass a bill where the doctor can't ask, you know, even though me as a doctor and having done pediatrics, yeah, we want to make sure kids don't have access to the firearm, so we always make sure there's a gun safe, etc. But many of you don't want to have that documented or in a registry or in medical records, because again, what's the information going to be used for? We may trust President Obama and Vice President Biden right now, but what about the next president? What about Hillary Clinton? I mean, you know, when if something's written down there, that's in history. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Braff calling from Oklahoma. Hey, Braff, how you doing?
Oh, that's terrific. I think you might have hit on what I was calling about right when I was calling in. It was about the driver that they was asking him about depression on his doctor's form. Well, I had a good friend of mine. The very same thing happened to him, and he'd never had any problems before, but now all of a sudden he can't buy a gun.
Whoa. Why? How did they get a hold of his medical records?
You got me, but he went to the doctor, and they all of a sudden started asking him all them questions about depression and if he'd ever had any problems like that or anything, and of course he said no, but it would come out on his record that he did, and he can't buy a gun now.
Wow.
Don't make sense.
That's scary. That's scary stuff. Braff, thanks for calling in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what do we do? Do we just lie? I mean, what do we do then if we're concerned that something that goes in the doctor's records could later be used against us? I mean, you know, as a doctor, I promise everybody privacy. I guard those records with my life. I mean, those records are like your kids. But that, you know, no one doctor could, you know, especially once we go electronic and are on some sort of national system. You know, you can't guarantee privacy. And then are we just going to be in a society where everybody kind of BS's a doctor just to get through the visit? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I'm here to give you a personal invitation to my presentation, April 29th, Bethel College, Odom Lecture Hall, Room 101, Bethel Court, McKenzie, Tennessee. And I'm going to show you things that's going to save your life. I'm going to show you things that will help you avoid going to doctors for 60 years. Won't that make the medical system humble? 7 p.m., Monday night, April 29th, Bethel College, Odom Lecture Hall, Room 101, Bethel Court, McKenzie, Tennessee. It's free. Tell them Dr. Wallach sent you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess tainted cucumbers have sickened more than 70 people in 18 states. The FDA is now detaining imports of cucumbers from a Mexican company after they were linked to salmonella in 18 states. We talked about this when we had other food outbreaks. Every year we've had something, whether it was a listeria, an E. coli, a salmonella. And people think you could only get salmonella from raw meat or uncooked meat. No, cucumbers as well. Just because Gordon Chef Ramsay, you know, doesn't, or Chef Gordon Ramsay doesn't, you know, yell at the Hell's Kitchen cooks, you know, because there's a cucumber. Yeah, I remember my father with his accent, go, cucumber. You need to eat more cucumber. What's a cucumber? Cucumber. Just because he doesn't yell doesn't mean they don't carry salmonella risk. So the FDA has placed restrictions against Daniel Cardenas Isabal and Miracle Greenhouse of Culiacan, Mexico. The alert means the United States will not accept the imports unless the company can show testing that proves the cucumbers are safe. Sorry, Mexico or Canada or wherever we want to get our cucumbers from. I don't really eat cucumbers. They aren't really tasty. Now, I like a mean pickle. Pickles are tasty. I love pickles. But cucumbers, nah, they're really not. I mean, I could maybe get through a carrot as long as it's drenched in ranch dressing. That's about it. I like tomatoes. I know tomatoes aren't considered vegetables. They're considered fruits. But if it's in the vegetable tray that I buy at Albertsons, you know, I'm going to call it a vegetable. Broccoli, cauliflower, I don't like those either. I could, you know, maybe tolerate some jicama. Can't stand mushrooms. I mean, they're fungus. That's pretty disgusting. And maybe spinach. If you cook the spinach and you have it completely smothered in mozzarella, if it's in a calzone or in the pizza, I could tolerate it. I could. Or if there's some sort of spinach dip where you barely even see the spinach, I'll maybe eat it. The CDC said that 73 people may have been sickened by the cucumbers. Salmonella, of course, poisoning. How do you know if you have salmonella? Well, diarrhea, abdominal cramps, fever. Sometimes you even get a rash. It will take, though, a couple days. Some of you will eat something, and then you'll run to the bathroom a couple hours later and go, all right, it's salmonella. Remember, salmonella is bacteria. Bacteria needs some time to grow and to multiply. So, you know, usually salmonella you'll see hours after ingestion, even a few days. But it can be life-threatening. We just don't joke about it, okay? The cucumbers were distributed by Tricar Sales of Rio Rico, Arizona. Apparently, of Rio Rico, Arizona, California reported the most illnesses with 28 people sickened. Okay, so are you sick of the subject? Shall we move on? All right, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, speaking of California, the California Assembly has passed a bill yesterday that's going to make it the state, California, the first in the nation to allow non-citizens who are in the country legally to serve on jury duty. Assembly Bon Wiekowski, Democrat, from Fremont, said his bill, AB 1401, would help California widen the pool of prospective jurors and help integrate immigrants into the community. It does not change other criteria for being eligible to serve on a jury, such as being at least 18, living in the country that is making the summons, and being proficient in English. The bill passed 45-27 along party line vote in the Democratic-controlled Assembly. Democratic lawmakers who voted for the bill said there is no correlation between being a citizen and a juror. Really? And they noted that there is no citizenship requirement to be an attorney or a judge. Is that true? You don't have to be a U.S. citizen to be a judge in our country? Doesn't that matter? I mean, I understand I don't really have a lot of legal experience. I usually kind of run from lawyers if I can. I didn't realize we have judges that are not American citizens that are judging our citizens. I mean, I understand. I mean, you know, traffic court. I get that. And I mean, you know, a judge should not have bias. Okay. So I see in theory, okay, in a perfect world, a judge should just judge based on the decision. Right? You know, remember Solomon would make judgments. Remember Solomon? Why Solomon? Woman came in saying somebody took her baby. The other woman had the baby, said it was my baby the whole time. So King Solomon said, well, why don't you just cut the baby in half and share it? One woman starts bawling, saying, you know what, just she could keep the baby. And the other woman that was holding the baby said, yeah, you know what, that sounds fair. And then Solomon goes, wait, before you cut the baby in half, the baby is this woman here who's crying. Because obviously she's the true mother of the baby. She was the true mother of the baby. She wouldn't want to see anything happen to the baby. So I know the other mother was a real idiot. Anyway, why did I bring that up? Oh, yeah, Solomon might have been a citizen of where he was judging. Come on! You know what? I tried. I don't really have a lot of anecdotal evidence of who should be a citizen and where. You know what? I don't live in California. If you guys who live in California are happy with this because it increases the jury pool, I'll shut up. I just didn't know that was happening. You don't have to be an American citizen. You know, what if these courts, you know, discuss issues on immigration and citizenship and certain rights of people? Don't you think there could be a bias? I don't know. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I guess in 2007, 20% of the courts across the country reported a failure to respond or a failure to appear rate of 15% or higher. So I guess people are trying to get out of jury duty. I can't tell you how many times you guys ask me questions about how to get out of jury duty, what medical conditions allow you to get out of jury duty. You got to be careful with that, okay? I understand if you have explosive diarrhea, you know, that week you may need to, you know, take off. But if you guys don't serve on the jury, all right, mind you, if you don't serve on the jury, somebody else will, or the government is going to find other people too. And they may not be Americans. And if you want to be judged, right, by a jury of your peers, okay, whether they're peers in your city or from your country, you know, you're going to have to start showing up to jury duty. I don't know what to tell you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, Americans, I think, are probably going about things wrong to the point where we're going to see we're probably not going to see America much longer. Right now, we have a story I'm going to be talking about in the next hour, how Americans are fleeing to Canada to go to college because it's cheaper. And we're eventually going to be fleeing to Canada for health care. We got Stan on the line from West Texas. Stan, what's going on, buddy?
Hi, Doc. How are you?
Good, good. What's going on?
Oh, just driving down the road acting like a truck driver.
I love it. I love you truck drivers. You guys rock.
Well, concerning this legislature out here in California, once again, trying to usurp the United States Constitution, how can an illegal immigrant, illegal alien, whichever way the political speak is nowadays, mm-hmm. sit in judgment on a jury that's not a sworn United States citizen, or sworn to uphold the Constitution, and being judge of an American citizen.
Right. Well, Stan, quick correction. And I hear you. Quick correction. They say that they're supposed to be legal non-citizens. So maybe, I guess, somebody who got their visa or green card, I guess, they're supposed to be legal non-citizens. But still, like you said, when you aren't a citizen, you don't swear to uphold the Constitution.
Right. You're not sworn to uphold by the principles that the Constitution sets forth. So how can a non-citizen legally sit in judgment of a citizen?
Like I said, we're losing America. Guys, stay on the line. We got your calls. I want to hear from you. We have 3 hours of show, so don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best
selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.